Alaska's primary election is less than a month away. On August 16th, registered voters will go to the polls and choose which candidates they want to see on the November ballot. Senator Lisa Murkowski will be on the Republican primary ballot, along with her competitors Paul Kendall and Thomas Lamb of Anchorage and Bob Lochner of Wasilla. Murkowski vividly recalls her last re-election 6 years ago, when she lost the primary and then launched a successful write-in campaign. While that worked, she doesn't really want to do it again.
I think what we would all recall as a rather tumultuous election back in 2010. And some people have said, well, we haven't heard from your other opponents. Things must just be fine. Well, we're certainly working to make sure that things are just fine, but certainly not taking anything for granted.
Murkowski says she's focused on reminding constituents of the Alaska issues that she's worked on, such as access to land, developing energy resources, health care, substance abuse, and financial support during a state budget crisis.
It's a tough time in the state right now. I think we all recognize that. So part of what I view my role and responsibility back in the Senate is to do everything that I can to provide some stability and clarity and predictability at the federal level.
Murkowski says that Alaska's capital budget this year is more than 85% federally funded projects. She wants to keep those funding sources stable.
So whether it's a six-year highway bill so that we know what that flow of money is going to look like, whether it is the PILT monies, secure rural schools, of course, very, very important down here in Ketchikan.
Secure rural schools and federal payments in lieu of taxes, or PILT, are meant to help communities make up, at least in part, the loss of property taxes from the vast amount of federal land within their borders that can't be taxed. This year, for example, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough received about $1.1 million through the PILT program. Murkowski says she skipped the recent Republican National Convention because she wanted to focus instead on touching base with her constituents, and she has only 30 days to reach as many as possible.
In the past 10 days or so, I've been up on the Yukon, up on the Kuskokwim, up in Fairbanks, down on the Kenai Peninsula. I was in Petersburg yesterday, Wrangell this morning. I'm going to be in Sitka this evening, going up to Anchorage and Fairbanks in the Matsu Valley over the weekend, and then Kotzebue and Nome. So I'm everywhere.
While she didn't attend the GOP convention, Murkowski says she has been paying attention, and there's plenty to consider from both the Republican and Democratic conventions.
I do think that it is interesting that we are moving forward as Republicans and as Democrats with two nominees who, if I understand correctly, are probably the least liked nominees in recent political history.
Murkowski says she's already familiar with Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee, who's a former U.S. Senator and Secretary of State.
And as an Alaskan, coming from a resource production state, she has made clear that the policies that she holds on energy, and I think resource production as in generally, would make it very difficult for our state.
Murkowski says she's less familiar with Republican nominee Donald Trump.
You got 3 or 4 months here to figure it out, but I'm worried that that the choices that we have in front of us as a nation are ones that lack the enthusiasm that I would like to have in our national candidates.
So, since her own Senate write-in campaign was successful 6 years ago, would Murkowski consider a write-in campaign for U.S. president?
No way. Nope. I am happy to be able to represent the people of Alaska in the United States Senate, and that in and of itself is a big enough job. So we'll leave that to others to take on the White House.
In addition to her two Republican primary opponents, other candidates are seeking Murkowski's seat on the Senate. According to the State Division of Elections website, Democrats running in the primary are Edgar Blatchford and Ray Metcalf, both of Anchorage, and Cianne Stevens, an Anchorage Libertarian. At one point, Murkowski also faced Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan on the Republican ballot, but he has since withdrawn. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.